Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org. From the Barton Worley Studios of Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. TGIF, everyone, I'm Blaine Singletary. Isn't it a pain when the 4th of July falls right in the middle of the week? That way you can't really have any opportunities for an extended weekend. Well, if you are planning a barbecue of any sort this weekend or any other weekend this summer, you might want to listen up. We're speaking with Dr. Harold Katz, who says that some of the barbecue food staples you might be serving up could contribute to bad breath.
We found that the people in our study who ate ribs had a hard time because they had so much food stuck in between their teeth. Very important to floss after you eat.
And now that we're well into summer, it's time for us to start one of our summer traditions, our Great Conversations series. It was a great hit last year, so this time we're bringing you three more conversations. We'll preview those coming up in the show, after these entertainment headlines. If there's one thing James Bond has taught us, it's that behind every great spy is a great tailor. A new exhibition at London's Barbican Centre explores the style of the suave secret agent, displaying costumes, props, set pieces, and design drawings from half a century of 007 films. Assembled with the help of the film's producers, the exhibition includes the spy's tuxedos, Bond girl ball gowns, and villain's vestments, as well as a selection of props, gadgets, and sketches of the film's exotic sets. It pays tribute to the British, European, and American craftspeople and designers who have created the look of the quintessentially British icon. Designing 007 opens today and runs to September 5th. It will then tour internationally, opening at the TIFF Bell Lightbox in Toronto in October. In other news, The Amazing Spider-Man has swung into action with $35 million domestically in just its first day, a record for a film opening on a Tuesday. The new launch for the Marvel Comics superhero outdid the previous Best Tuesday debut of $27.9 million for Transformers, which opened the day before the 4th of July in 2007. The opening day results show the resilience of the Spider-Man brand, which set box office records from 2002 to 2007, with the three films directed by Sam Raimi and starring Tobey Maguire as the web-slinging superhero. After a falling out between Raimi and distributor Sony on a third sequel, the franchise started over, with Mark Webb directing and Andrew Garfield slipping into Spider-Man's red and blue suit. And finally, Jerry Seinfeld announced Thursday that he'll debut the web series Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee on July 19th. The interview show will feature Seinfeld's comedian friends as guests. In a teaser video, Seinfeld is shown driving various vintage cars with Larry David, Ricky Gervais, Michael Richards, Alec Baldwin, and others. The show is presented by Crackle, the digital network owned by Sony Pictures Entertainment. Recent projects by the 58-year-old Seinfeld include producing the NBC panel-style reality TV series The Marriage Ref and directing Colin Quinn's Broadway show Long Story Short. And that's all for this look at today's entertainment headlines. I'm Blaine Singletary. Stay tuned. There's more Ion Entertainment on the way. From Abilene Public Radio, this is Ion Entertainment. I'm Blaine Singletary. A couple of days ago on the 4th of July, or really any other day this summer, you probably got your friends and family together and had a barbecue. Now, if you notice that perhaps people were keeping their distance from you or cringing whenever you opened your mouth, you might have a case of bad breath. Dr. Harold Katz, a dentist recognized as the final authority on bad breath, thinks that barbecue and bad breath go hand in hand. He joins us now on the line in Los Angeles to talk about the top five worst barbecue foods that contribute to bad breath and remedies for the next time you have a summer get-together. Dr. Katz, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Now, of course, brushing and flossing your teeth daily is the standard practice for good oral health.
And, oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yes. And keeping bad breath at bay, of course. But is it true that the foods you eat play just as big a factor?
Yes, they do. In fact, bad breath is a chemical process. It has to do with bacteria that live in the back of your tongue, throat, and tonsils. And because human beings are walking chemistry labs, a reaction takes place between those foods and the bacteria. So, for instance, bad breath is actually caused by a group of bacteria called anaerobic sulfur-producing bacteria. They live in the back of your tongue, throat, and tonsils, and they actually have a real job in life, and that job is to help break down proteins in foods that we eat. So as they do that, a byproduct of that breakdown is something called volatile sulfur compounds. Those are chemicals like hydrogen sulfide, that's the rotten egg smell. Another chemical is called cadaverine. Another is called putrescine, you know, the smell of rotting flesh. So for some people, they're very fortunate. They have very low levels of these chemicals, and their bad breath is basically undetectable. But for some people who eat lots of proteins or who have a dry mouth, which creates an environment these bacteria love, they will end up with larger levels of these sulfur compounds, and they have bad breath.
So what are some of these barbecue foods that you have found are the worst at causing bad breath?
Well, we created a list. We actually did some research here back around Memorial Day. We actually had some fun here in our clinic. And I have an instrument called a halometer, which measures bad breath. So we know for sure which were the worst and which were not so bad. So let me do it sort of David Letterman style. Number five on our list were onions on your burger. And the reason that's a problem is onions already contain sulfur compounds, so you're essentially giving yourself bad breath by eating onion. Number four on the list has to do with barbecue sauce, and that's because almost all barbecue sauces contain two key ingredients, which is garlic and sugar. Garlic, again, is a compound which contains tons of sulfur to begin with, instant bad breath, but sugar is a problem. Sugar feeds all types of bacteria. A tip for all your listeners out there, try to avoid sugar. If you're going to reach for gum or mints, make sure they are sugar-free. That sugar's a problem. Number three on your list, you sort of hinted earlier on about flossing. And number three is important, especially after you eat ribs. We found that the people in our study who ate ribs had a hard time because they had so much food stuck in between their teeth. Very important to floss after you eat. Number two on the list is one of the surprising foods that cause bad breath is ice cream or any type of dairy food.
Really?
And people sort of, they're puzzled. How could that be? Well, again, it's a chemical process. Dairy foods have proteins in them, which are chock full of amino acids, which have sulfur in them. And the worst offending food, and this was consistent time and time again, we had a lot of people try this food, it's beer.
Wow.
And the reason beer was a problem is because of the alcohol. Alcohol makes your mouth dry. Now, people think, well, alcohol makes your mouth dry. Doesn't alcohol kill bacteria? Well, in order to kill bacteria, you need a 70% solution. That's how you kill bacteria. Anything less than that essentially is making your mouth extremely dry, and beer does not have 70%. It's about 3 to 5%.
I see. So what would you say, then, are some alternatives, then, to these foods?
Well, yeah, good question, because we know what the problems are, and people want to know, how do I get rid of it? Well, number one tip we tell everyone who comes to our clinic here in Los Angeles is you need to drink plenty of water. You need to keep your mouth as hydrated as possible. People should be drinking between 6 and 8 glasses of water a day in order to replenish your saliva. Saliva is nature's way of keeping your breath fresh. And try to avoid mouthwashes which have alcohol in them. Again, alcohol is a problem. What we did in our clinics about 15 years ago, my own daughter had a bad breath problem. That's how I got involved in this treatment. We created a formula called TheraBreath, like therapy for your breath. And it's a mouthwash, a toothpaste, something called mouth-wetting lozenges. They all have a patented compound in there which releases oxygen molecules, which literally puts a straitjacket around the bacteria. And TheraBreath products are available in the Abilene area.
Now, I don't know about you, but I find it hard to smell my own breath. And you talked about you have that device, the halometer, but what are some ways to know that I have bad breath when I don't have that, or honest people who aren't around to tell me the truth?
Well, okay, you need to find more honest friends, but if you can't do that, the way to do it, and I'm sure you see in TV and movies where the nerdy fellow before a date, you know, cups his hand and blows into it, that happens to be a very good way to smell your hand, but it gives you no indication about your breath. So the way to do it at home is you lick the back of your hand, Let that dry and then sniff that. And the reason that works very well is these sulfur compounds blend in with saliva very easily. So after licking your hand, once the liquid evaporates, the sulfur compounds, if you do have bad breath, will stick to your hand, and they're very noticeable to pick them up. Another thing you can do after the interview, your listeners can stick their tongue out in front of a well-lit mirror. If your tongue is no longer pink and shiny, but maybe sort of dull-looking, yellow or white, and may have a coating on it, that's a sign you're overproducing the sulfur compound.
Well, Dr. Katz, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you smell pretty good, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I guess you can smell you through the phone.
Have a good day.
Okay. That's Dr. Harold Katz, a dentist and author of The Bad Breath Bible, speaking to us about barbecue and bad breath. For more information about Dr. Katz and his research, as well as free breath-saving samples, therabreath.com, that's therabreath.com, or 1-800-557-6960. As I mentioned last week in our third birthday celebration, it's time once again for our Great Conversation series to kick off for the summer as the celebration continues. We're taking a look back and bring you some of our most memorable and entertaining conversations from the past 3 years. It's sure to be a fun trip down memory lane for some and a new experience for others. We're looking back at three conversations in particular next week. First up, we step back in time with Betty Huckel as she tells us about the Paramount film series and what goes into putting together a year's worth of classic film screenings, some of which are from restored 35mm prints.
Well, we've been having classic films now since the Paramount reopened in 1987, and Abilene has embraced this kind of viewing to be able to go into an elegant and historic setting and watch films on a giant screen. It's sort of in trade for what we have now in terms of a little bit more comfortable seating with lots of cup holders. The Paramount's not equipped with that, but you do take a step back in time and kind of experience what people have since films began.
And for a little Christmas in July treat, we're listening again to our conversation with Rick Pearsall. His production of Amahl and the Night Visitors, featuring the ACU Opera, is quickly becoming an Abilene Christmas tradition. And we spoke to him just before it was set to go on stage for the first time.
It's the journey of the three wise men to see the young Christ child. And they happen to spend the night on the way there with a widow mother who has a young crippled boy. And during the opera, during the scenes that follow, there's a lot of fun, laughter, even some tears. And as Menotti envisions it, this is Christ's first miracle through a gift of sacrifice from Amahl. And it's a wonderful story, full of faith and enjoyment. It's just a great, great story, and we hope to bring it to the audiences here.
And finally, we're looking back at a conversation with one of our own. Justin Brown, our former broadcast budget assistant and avid cyclist, talks to us about how he was preparing for and why he likes Buffalo Gap's Tour de Gap.
I really enjoyed, you go, I guess, down 83, and then you cut over on a road I can't remember, and you come back on the 277. And that 52-mile route, the 77 also does that loop, and then they do an additional loop. But that route, it's just very pretty down there. I always enjoy riding through Tuscola and just down that direction. And then there's some hills that are pretty tough, but that area just is kind of known for its little rolling hills and beautiful terrain.
It's all part of our Great Conversation series getting underway next week. We plan to have at least one more before this summer is out, airing late July or early August, and we want this one to be listener's choice. Let us know which conversations you would like to hear again. Anything from before the start of this calendar year is fair game. So please, let us know at our Facebook page at facebook.com/iOnEntertainmentRadio or on Twitter at EOEKACU. It's sure to be a great show next week. We're all out of time for now, though. And remember, you can check out our podcast page to listen to more of our recent conversations whenever you'd like, and take them with you via iTunes. Just head over to KACU.org and click the Programs tab at the top of the page, then scroll down the alphabetical list till you see Ion Entertainment. It's pretty simple. Ion Entertainment is a production of Abilene Public Radio and the JMC Network. The show is recorded and produced at the Barton Worley Studios in the Don Morris Building on the campus of Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas. As always, I'm Blaine Singletary, and as long as summer freedom keeps opening up new opportunities, I'll have my eye on entertainment. Thank you for downloading this podcast of Ion Entertainment from Abilene Public Radio. To find more episodes and to see our terms of use, visit us online at kacu.org.